USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
According to the latest Quinnipiac poll, President Biden's approval rating on the coronavirus pandemic is at 39%. This as the Biden administration is pledging to begin providing a $500 million at-home test kits to Americans for free this month. President Biden says the White House is not stopping there.
I'm directing my team to procure an additional additional 500 million more tests to distribute for free. I mean, 1 billion tests in total to meet future demand.
The Supreme Court blocking the enforcement of the Biden administration's COVID-19 vaccine or test mandate for workers at large businesses, but allowing the enforcement of a similar mandate for certain healthcare workers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy announced he wouldn't cooperate with the House Select Committee investigating the Capitol Hill riots that occurred January 6, 2021. McCarthy saying the committee isn't focused on the real issues of the riots on Fox and Friends.
There's two focuses that this committee should be working on. Why was the Capitol so ill-prepared that day, and to make sure it never happens again? But they will not bring forth any of the Sergeant of Arms communication with the Speaker. This is purely an arm of the DCCC going after any of their political opponents. People see it.
He joins Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan in refusing to cooperate with the committee. A key measure of inflation is on the rise. The Producer's Price Index, which measures the prices producers of various goods and services receive, jumped 9.7% last year. That's the biggest increase in a calendar year since 2010. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Uncle Sam is offering big bucks if you join the Army.
The U.S. Army is offering a maximum enlistment bonus of $50,000 to highly skilled recruits who sign up for 6 years. The service is struggling to attract soldiers into certain critical jobs amid vaccine mandates. The head of the Army Recruiting Command told the Associated Press that shuttered schools and the competitive job market over the past year have posed significant challenges for recruiters. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Republicans are looking to take control of the House and Senate in the midterm elections in November. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas joins Fox News and explains what he thinks Republicans should do if they win the majority of seats in Congress.
It's not enough for Republicans to say that we're about taking back the House or taking back the Senate. We should be about taking back America. And we should give America a 250th birthday in July of 2026 of radical dedication to liberty, radical empowerment of the people.
The NCAA released new COVID-19 guidance for winter sports. The guidance still included COVID-19 vaccination requirements, but also contained a surprising development. It recognized natural immunity from previous COVID-19 infections as providing protection equivalent to a vaccine. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.